With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump says there will be no third debate, adding that he believes Kamala Harris needs another debate more than he does.
When a prize fighter loses a fight, you've seen a lot of fights, right? The first words out of that fighter's mouth is, I want a rematch. I want a rematch. And that's what she said. I want a rematch.
Former president was speaking in Tucson, Arizona at a campaign event in the battleground state. Mr. Trump also said that as president, he would seek to end taxes on overtime wages. Also at SRNnews.com, restoration efforts are underway in Louisiana after Hurricane Francine slammed into the state Wednesday.
Francine is moving on after striking Louisiana at Terrebonne Parish as a Category 2 hurricane early Wednesday evening, causing flooding and widespread damage. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry.
Tough times never last in Louisiana.
As the system moved inland today, emergency crews began clearing roads, utility workers started restoring electricity, and neighbors helped pick up the pieces. At its peak, more than 450,000 people were without power. And an off-duty emergency room nurse received kudos from the governor for helping to rescue a pickup driver trapped under an overpass by rushing water.
Sprung into action, grabbing a hammer from his home and smashed one of the windows.
Miles Crawford tells the AP,
this is nothing compared to what we all do on a daily basis.
I'm Jennifer King.
Firefighters battling three major wildfires in the mountains east of Los Angeles are taking advantage of cooler weather as they slowly gain the upper hand against the fires that have destroyed dozens of homes and force thousands of people to evacuate. Some states could see the northern lights in the U.S. tonight. NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center issued a geomagnetic storm watch. It reported a not common but not necessarily unusual X-class solar flare that could open up a chance for some to spot the northern lights. This is SRN News. A California school goes all in on Christian filmmaking.
Biola University has begun construction of a state-of-the-art 45,000-square-foot studio facility that was bankrolled in part by Lindsay Snyder Ellingson, owner of In-N-Out Burger. Biola is already a major force teaching future Christian movie makers. It has been called one of the top film schools in America by such publications as Variety and The Hollywood Reporter, even as Christian movies have been surging at the box office. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Delaware may elect the first openly transgender member of Congress in November. State Senator Sarah McBride, a man living as a woman, won the Democrat primary for Delaware's lone seat in the House of Representatives. McBride raised almost $3 million in campaign contributions from queer trans organizations nationwide. He achieved recognition at the 2016 Democrat National Convention. This is SRN News. New York City's police commissioner resigns.
New York City Police Commissioner Edward Caban announced his resignation a week after his phone was seized as part of a federal probe into high-ranking city officials. Federal officials are not naming the subject of their investigation nor any allegation. Police Commissioner Caban says that he stepped aside because news of the investigation has created a distraction for the department. His twin brother, who runs a nightclub security business, is also reportedly under investigation. The mayor's named a former FBI official to serve as interim police commissioner. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The man arrested for suspicion of starting a massive wildfire in California's San Bernardino County may have started other fires as well. Amazon giving a pay boost to its subcontracted delivery drivers. More details at SRNnews.com.